Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all advancing today. President Donald Trump will call for cutting taxes for individuals and lowering the corporate rate to 15% to fulfill a promise he made during the campaign. That's according to a White House official. S&P up 1.1%. Dow Industrials up 216, also up 1.1%. NASDAQ at a record, up 73 points to 5983, a gain of 1.2%. Gold down 1240 the ounce to 1276, a drop there of 1%. West Texas Intermediate down 43 cents a barrel to 4919, a drop of 0.9%. The 10-year down 7/32 at yield 2.27%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. I'm Carol Masser, along with Danny Berger of our Bloomberg News Stocks team, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many.
So we want to talk about a role for private equity in your portfolio. We'll explain the song in just a moment. It's something, private equity is something we're seeing a lot more family offices doing. Vinny Catalano is back with us. He's president and global macro strategist at Blue Marble Research, also managing member of Adriatic Capital Partners in our Bloomberg 1130 studio, along with Lawrence Calcano. He is chief executive officer at iCapital Network. Nice to have you both back with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So explain the song, Vinny.
Well,
you promised an old one, one from the archives.
It's a struggle to find songs that Paul has not discovered somewhere along the way.
So he's tough to stump.
Well, investors are looking for love somewhere, and they're looking for investment love somewhere. And that's the thrust of what I think we'll talk about today.
You mean another place to somewhere else to find yield?
That's returns. I mean, growth, investment opportunities. But when you start to look at other markets and other areas, it gets to be a little bit more, as Walter White in Breaking Bad would say, it's complicated.
It's complicated.
So you have to know about the complexity of things that are out there.
Right. So, Lawrence, I knew we were talking just a bit ago about some of those specific areas in private equity that people are searching for yield. Walk us through that a bit.
Sure. So as Carol said, the search for yield is ongoing because they're not getting it where they used to get it in the fixed income portfolio. And so a lot of people right now are focused on private credit. And within private credit, there's sort of a band of different strategies. So you have more conservative strategies where people might be investing in sort of mid-market direct lending to small companies or mid-sized companies. You have mezzanine lending. You have, higher risk lending. And it's across the board depending upon what your objectives are. But a lot of people today are looking for more secure first lien, maybe second lien loans that they can invest in to generate some real yield in their portfolio.
What about, though, let me just take a step back here. I mean, equities have had a pretty nice bounce, and it feels like, you have a lot of conversations going on that we're going to get back to normal because the Fed isn't so involved, and that maybe you can start to really classify asset returns historically. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Well, in the words of the immortal Vince Lombardi, you take a look at the...
You're quoting a lot of people.
I'm in a quote mode today, I guess. If you take a look at the fixed income market, the question is, what the heck is going on out there? And so why are the fixed income markets behaving the way they are? Why isn't the 10-year Treasury trending on up? Why is it that the first and second quarter estimates...
Because it's going to be slow.
Exactly. And if you're at a potential tipping point, particularly in the U.S. economy, and we might be, that is something where it can be problematic if you go with traditional investment vehicles, whereas, as Lawrence is describing, in the private equity world, which I think have fallen in love with over the last number of years, that there are extraordinary opportunities that are there, but it takes work. It's complicated.
Yeah, I would add, just in terms of the investment, the horizon or the marketplace, I think we talked about this in the past. There are 5,200 public companies right now. There are 130,000 private companies with revenues in excess of $25 million. So if you don't invest in the private part of the marketplace, you're leaving behind a very big opportunity to invest. And so I think that's another big driver for people to really want to understand what's going on. But to Vinny's point, you just need to understand understand. And some of the strategies are more straightforward. They can understand they're putting money in a company to help it hire more salespeople to, you know, add products and grow. And there are other strategies which are much more complicated. And the only thing that's definitely true is you shouldn't invest in something you can't really understand.
That's right. Great.
Well, I mean, let's look at where the money is going in terms of investments. I mean, so much of it is going passive now, right? There seems to be this desire for investors to get something that's fully transparent and has fees pretty low. I mean, it would seem that PE, there's a lot of, you know, especially for your everyday investor, for, you know, high net worth individuals, that passive investing ETFs are more straightforward. I mean, how does PE fit into that picture?
It's part of the portfolio, and you're absolutely right. There is a very big move to passive investing. But really, the one place that it's hard to invest passively, by definition, is private equity. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about sort of the take a deal apart, what you're doing is, you know, you're competing for a company. It's very competitive to make an investment for all the best properties. You have lots of people investing. Part of what you're selling is your value add as a firm. So getting in, helping the management team make good strategic decisions, helping them make acquisitions, helping them make divestitures, really helping build the business. And that is pure active management. Mm. And you're not going to get that in ETFs. And that's something you want for a part of your portfolio to generate the higher returns.
Private equity, though, it's accredited investors that we're talking about. Yes, no?
Accredited, yes. Yeah, accredited or qualified purchasers. So your typical private equity that you might think about with, you know, with Carlyle, those kinds of firms, most of their products are for qualified purchasers, which means you have to have $5 million of investable assets or higher. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of other products for accredited investors, which means you have to have $1 million in investable assets or higher.
Transparency. Talk about it, because you said, you know, kind of knowing where – you mentioned, Lawrence, you know, you talked about all of these private companies that are out there. And because money has been so cheap, I mm-hmm. feel like there's a lot of companies that have stayed private rather than tap into the public markets because they could. So there's a lot of choice to choose among. Mm-hmm. Vinny, you know, you've got to make some choices in terms of some of your private equity investments. What are you looking for specifically?
Well, let me describe very briefly the deal that we recently did. A ferry company in a frontier market, Croatia, and we bought the debt from a ring-fenced bank, in effect, the outside part of the ring, and we bought the debt at 45 cents on a dollar, basically, but it securitized that, meaning that we own the boats.
Right.
So this way something happened. But
still have something to fall back on.
That's right, exactly. And that's the kind of layering that you want to do. But also, when I went over there recently, we had it's such a different world, what we're talking about with frontier markets, you know, and private equity, where you have to sign documents.
This isn't emerging. We're talking frontier.
This is frontier. Frontier, which is the next tier down from emerging. Emerging would be, mm-hmm. let's say, Brazil,
right.
China, et cetera. I guess China sort of is. But frontier markets are going to be places like Croatia. Focus that we're at in Adriatic Capital Partners is going to be Croatia, Slovenia, places like that. And within that, you really do have to do your homework. You have to do your work to investigate it thoroughly. And if you're working with people that are investing on your behalf, you want to make sure that they are doing this kind of due diligence extensively, you know, to increase the probabilities of success.
This is where somebody should say, you know, do not try this at home. These are trained professionals. But
exactly.
It's so true. You know, who you select to run your money, which active manager or private equity firm, it's so critical. You know, we look at all the returns in private equity over time. You know, there's a very disproportionate amount that goes to the best performing managers. So you really need to be thoughtful about manager selection.
What kind of fees are you giving across? We just got about 20 seconds left here.
What
kind of fees go to the private equity fund manager?
Typically, the fees are 1.5 and 20 to 2 and 20.
That's 2 and 20.
Pretty
so it's
standard
just like your
fees.
Hedge fund. It's the same thing.
Very similar. And if you get to multi-billion-dollar funds, they tend to go from 2 to 1.5%. But that's the fee range.
Mm-hmm. That's up.
Yeah, that's. I'm surprised that you guys not feeling that fee compression rest of the industry is real quick here.
You know, it's all about net returns. People can talk about fees, you know, and should talk about fees and really study and understand them. But at the end of the day, it's about your net returns, which is net of fees. And whether you look at 5, 10, 15, 20 years, private equity has outperformed public markets.
Got it. Got to run. Lawrence Calcano, Chief Executive Officer at iCapital Network, along with Vitti Catalano of Blue Marble Research and Adriatic Capital Partners on Bloomberg.